And now from treasureislandoldies.com, here's the rock and roll news for the week of March 4th. John Lennon's comment that the Beatles were more popular than Jesus was published this week in Britain in 1966. Sadly, in 1963, Patsy Cline died in a plane crash, and it took place near Camden, Tennessee, along with country stars Cowboy Copas and Hawkshaw Hawkins. Elvis Presley was discharged from the U.S. Army this week in 1960, and he made his first TV appearance in 1955 this week on the Louisiana Hayride show. Actress Sandra Dee became divorced from Bobby Darin this week in 1967. Elton John became the very first rock star since the Beatles to be immortalized at Madame Tussauds Wax Museum in London in 1976. In 1970, Diana Ross made her first solo concert appearance in Framingham, Massachusetts. The Fillmore East Concert Hall opened in New York City this week in 1968. Elvis's movie Stay Away, Joe debuted this week in 1968. The Beatles made their British national radio debut singing Dream Baby, Maybelline, and Please Mr. Postman on the BBC radio show Teenager's Turn in 1962. The Dave Clark Five made the first of 18 appearances on the Ed Sullivan Show this week in 1964. In 1987, Sam Cooke, John Lennon, and Paul McCartney, Carole King and Jerry Goffin, and Barry Mann and Cynthia Weil were all inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame. Janis Joplin was fined $200 for onstage profanity by a Tampa, Florida judge this week in 1970. And he, not talking about our webmaster, the other Eddie Fisher, was divorced from Elizabeth Taylor this week in 1964. In 1958, it was the very first appearance at the Copacabana Club in New York for Sam Cooke. And until his 1964 appearance, which had happened 3 years earlier, a few years later, rather, it was awful. In the studio this week, Hall & Oates recorded Rich Girl in 76. The Rolling Stones recorded their Love You Live album at the El Macambo Nightclub on Spadina Street in Toronto, Ontario in 1977. Ike Turner and Jackie Brenston recorded Rockin' 88 in 1951. Bobby Darin cut Dream Lover in 59. The Everly Brothers, rather, recorded All I Have to Do Is Dream in 58. The Drifters in the studio in 1959 recording There Goes My Baby. The Tune Weavers cut Happy Happy Birthday Baby in 57. The Beach Boys recorded God Only Knows in 66. The Eagles began recording I Can't Tell You Why in 1978. And the Grand Funk Railroad in the studio in 1970, they were recording Closer to Home. Birthdays. Chris Rea is 67, Bobby Womack 74. Chastity Bono, born to Sonny and Cher, is 49. Paul Evans, our good friend in New York City, great songwriter, great recording artist, he is turning 80 this week. Eddie Hodges is 71. Andy Gibb, born in 1958. Tommy Tucker, born in 39. Murray Head is 72. Mary Wilson from the Supremes, 73. Kiki Dee is turning 70. Sylvia Vanderpool Robinson, born this week in 1935. Peter Wolf from the Jay Giles Band is 71. Mickey Dolenz from the Monkees, 72. Little Peggy March is 69. Randy Meisner from Poco and the Eagles is 71. Songwriter Carol Bayer Sager is 70. Mark Lindsay from Paul Revere and the Raiders, and of course his own solo career, 76 this week. Lloyd Price is turning 85. Billy Ford from Billy and Lily is 93. Keeley Smith, born this week in 1928. And Dean Torrance from Jan and Dean is 79. And from TreasureIslandOldies.com, that's your rock and roll news for the week of March 4th. For any late-breaking news, just come to the Treasure Island Oldies blog. It's at treasureislandoldies.com, and then click blog. Thanks for listening. I'm Michael Godin.
Treasure Island Oldies.